light. Good stuff. Wish we had more of it in certain places, like in your courts. Wouldn't hurt to have a bit more in Congress and your local school board, and, of course, down at City Hall, where things get done you don't know about until it shows up on your tax bill or you discover your formerly city-owned bridge crossing the river into town has now been sold to a private developer that is charging tolls to get across. See what I mean? Light ain't exactly shining brightly where that sort of stuff is happening. You do know what I mean. So what's the cure? Where's the light? We didn't lose it. We just lost sight of it. And we can make her shine again. You know what light I mean, don't you? Sure you do. There's a great big green statue in the harbor just west of Manhattan Island with a book under her arm and a light lifted high for the poor, the downtrodden, the homeless, the despairing masses, waiting for us to wake up and be what God intends us to be, America. Sweet, precious America, land of dreams. She knows the truth, but we've been too busy with other things. God is calling us back. Back to see that tall woman in the harbor, to see her with new eyes, to see the light in her upheld hand and the book under her arm. It is not the Bible, as some have proposed. It is the book of law. And pray, dear friends, we learn what that book means to us and our children, even children not yet born, and what it means to the tiny nations trying to get started where ruffians and bullies crowd in to scrape away their hope as they struggle to secure democratic republics where they live, in the jungles and islands, where things aren't near as good as they are with you, dear listener. The light still shines, not only from that statue, but from the book of law, where it can still be found. Order, justice for all, truth no longer on the scaffold where James Russell Lowell saw her in his poem This Present Crisis that he wrote in the midst of that 19th century war that almost destroyed the possibility of our America to lead the world to truth. Wrong no longer on the throne. Time has come at last for us, the American people, to take a look inside that great big book and see there's nothing spooky about it when you get right down to brass tacks, as my grandpappy used to say. Things ain't as complex as some people'd like us to believe. The law is something like a lawnmower engine or a game of baseball. The overall thing seems pretty complex when you take a quick look at it for the first time, but then you discover they and stuff just like them, pretty much everything, operates on an extremely simple principle. Maybe two or three, but never more than that. Truthfully, you may not believe this, but then you probably didn't spend 3 years in law school and nearly 40 years winning cases in court like I have, either me or my tens of thousands of students, who've taken up my talents to make wheels turn in high places. When you get right down to it, there ain't much on this planet that's super complicated when you take it apart and see what makes it tick. You can figure out a gasoline lawnmower engine, and almost all of us know the basic baseball rules, though the full set of laws takes nearly 125 pages to put in print. And you can figure out law, too, so long as you start with the basics. That's where the light truly glows, in the basics. Basics, like a thing similar is never exactly the same. That ancient maxim that sets on the road to using words properly in our communications, but written and spoken. Faith, hope, charity, prudence, fortitude, temperance, justice. We've fallen asleep at the proverbial wheel, and the wheel steers the ship of state on which we all are riding. We propose public legal education for everyone, absolutely everyone. And we have a plan. It's a good plan. It's a workable plan. We want to share our plan with you. Please visit www.AmericanJusticeFoundation.com trustees@americanjustice.com today. Email us at trustees@americanjusticefoundation.com. We are a nonprofit trust dedicated to promoting justice education for everyone, needing your help to get this job done more quickly. Never before in the history of man have we had the communication tools we have today. Communication tools that provide entertaining, educational materials for children who don't like to read. And who among us in those early grades really wanted to read when we could be playing football in the empty lot next to Reggie's house, or riding our bicycles, or having some other kind of fun? We can teach the fundamentals of law to you and your children with your help. We own the trademark Justice for a public magazine or newspaper or TV channel dedicated to providing 24/7 access to our teaching materials at no charge. We are supported by your generosity. Never before possible to teach kids or adults anything if they didn't want to read. And I can tell you from experience, as a school teacher, kids don't like to read. Maybe a few do, but the ones who most need to learn do not. So we present the basics, like that maxim just mentioned, and a host of others that are just as simple and yet powerful in how they set the stage for good government and pleasant relationships between us individuals. We start with first grade and teach the simple truths that those 18th century people who came up with this plan we call America decided were so valuable and true that they set out to create a new nation dedicated to those simple, self-evident truths, including many neither you nor your children were taught when you were in grade school. We can do it. We've already begun. There's a lot more that needs doing, a great deal more, and that's the understatement of the day. But together we can move any mountain, and when a mountain stands between you and your children's right to understand the principles of law that should be making this nation great, it's time to move forward and lift the old lamp again. That's what we do. That's who we are. The light is burning just as brightly as ever before. We just need to move a few mountains. We welcome you to visit us at www.americanjusticefoundation.com. Thank you.